We start today's program with the political system in Arizona, which has tried to address a lot of challenges in recent years, including getting more people to vote, limiting state lawmakers' terms, and creating a more level financial playing field for candidates. Those have brought mixed results, to understate things a bit. Now there are those who are looking into whether some of the state's elected positions should be appointed instead. In a Sunday editorial, the Arizona Republic advocated the notion of appointing members of the Corporation Commission. And last year on this program, education advisor Matt Ladner suggested superintendent of public instruction could be on that list as well.
I actually am starting to come to the view that it would be a good idea for the state of Arizona at some point to make that an appointed position. We need to have that whoever the next governor is, say elected in 2018 or whenever it's going to be, ought to have, no matter who it is, Democrat or Republican, they ought to have a free hand for setting a coherent set of policies to try to improve the public education system of the state of Arizona, in my opinion.
And that was Matt Ladner last year on Here and Now. Now I'm joined by Robert Ledger, opinions editor for the Arizona Republic, and Barrett Marson of Marson Media. Robert, how are you?
Doing well.
And Barrett, thanks for being here.
Good morning. How are you today, Robert?
I'm doing well. Guys, I'm at a disadvantage because you're a lot funnier than I am. So.
He's usually funnier off-air, though. That's sometimes the problem. Robert, what are some of the reasons the Corporation Commission was emphasized in your Sunday editorial?
Well, mostly because of just some of the developments here lately. I mean, for the longest time, the Corporation Commission has been pretty much an obscure agency. Most folks don't even really know it exists until a particular rate is up. But it's becoming more and more embroiled in politics, starting with the net metering thing, in which, frankly, the solar company fired the first salvo. APS returned fire in spades, and appears not to have looked back. It's becoming a more and more politically charged agency that should be focused more on technical questions way above my head.
Okay. And Barrett, before we move on to other ones, what do you think about CorpCom?
The Corporation Commission is both, a fourth branch of government here in Arizona and also definitely one of the least understood branches of government. But I disagree in that, the Corporation Commission does have a very important part in Arizona. You know, it sets the rates, essentially, for water, electricity, for many of us. And I think we need to hold those people who do that accountable. And obviously the way you do that is through the ballot box.
Yeah, and I think if they were being held accountable through the ballot box, one of those five would have asked APS to reveal how much they spent on political activity in the last election. None of them have. They've gotten the message. That's why we need to remove it from politics.
Well, and obviously, I'm not even sure, and I don't think anyone really knows whether APS spent a dime or how much. It doesn't have to, just the way it did not have to disclose if it did anything. But the idea that APS bought anything, I think, is false. Obviously, there was a lot of dark money that came in, and people thought it was APS, and they ran a lot of ads. But in the end, it was a Republican year. You had two Republicans running against a couple of Democrats, and they performed just as well as any other Republicans in statewide elected office.
Oh, yeah, but I'm not just looking at the results of the election. I'm looking at the message that was sent. I mean, if there was any doubt about whether APS had spent the money, I think APS would have come forward and said, hey, we didn't do it. It was somebody else. And even if it was somebody else, they sure are enjoying everyone believing that they're the ones who sent the message. To me, more revealing than who won the election, and they're both good gentlemen. I'm sure they're going to do a fine job. More revealing was the fact that after net metering, you had one commissioner require APS to reveal how much they had spent on politicking. After this election, none did. There was a strong message sent.
Robert, one of the points you made, which I find interesting, and I think it also falls into this category of some people who are calling for maybe the superintendent of public instruction to be appointed, is many people have such a passionate opposition to Diane Douglas, what she stands for, what they think she stands for. And you mentioned the Corporation Commission getting so much attention, whereas in the past it hadn't gotten so much. Moving forward, I wonder what you think about the idea of a governor having more of a defined cabinet. Are we looking for, when people vote for a governor, they sort of know what his or her agenda is on a whole variety of issues, including education, et cetera?
You know, the clip that you played from Matt Ladner, I think, made some good points. Our editorial this morning noted that right now, trying to determine who the education leader for Arizona is, it's not at all clear. I think you can make a good argument for the governor appointing the education, the superintendent. I think you can probably make a pretty good argument for that person being elected as well. That's a good debate to have. But maybe we do need to be moving more towards a defined sort of cabinet based on where the candidates stand on issues.
You know, probably, Robert, I think we can probably find common ground that the mine inspector is someone who definitely should be appointed and not elected. I don't know anyone who could name the mine inspector or who even knows if they voted for that person. But when you get to the superintendent of public instruction, there was a pretty clear election this past November. Two very different kinds of candidates. There was significant money that backed the Democrat in this, and he also had significant bipartisan support, yet Diane Douglas still won. I think that was a message from the voters. And I really do believe that is, you know, one of those positions. The superintendent of public instruction is one of those positions that should be elected. You know, Robert, you and I may also agree, maybe treasurer. You know, that is a office that is really run on autopilot. And I'm not 100% sure that should be an elected, but superintendent of public instruction gets into a lot of meaty issues, for instance, down in Tucson for the ethnic studies program. And I think that's a person who also should be held to account for their decisions.
Yeah, I'm not sure where I come down on whether the superintendent should be elected or not. I think you can make good arguments both directions there. But I do think we probably need to, in the course of that conversation, figure out who is the education leader for Arizona. Is it the governor? Is it the superintendent? It can't be both.
I think the way the law is right now, the superintendent and the Board of Education, which obviously the governor has a lot of input on, that's where the leaders are. They just happen to be having a difference right now on some employees.
A little bit of a fork in the road on this one, guys. When Janet Napolitano left to join the Obama administration, there was concern that, of course, Jan Brewer's agenda was almost completely opposite from what Janet Napolitano's was. That, of course, brings in the argument again of lieutenant governor being kind of a running mate. But should voters have expectations that they voted for one person and this other person comes in and changes the agenda? Or there's part of me that sort of wants to ask a non-politically correct, non-good government question, which is that do more people need to vote? And if they don't vote, then basically we are left with the 20-30% to whatever who do vote.
You know, what I think it portends is that, you know, the media should pay more attention to the Secretary of State race. I think there was a lot of criticism about some of the issues that were being discussed in the Secretary of State race, guns and gay marriage and things like that. But quite frankly, Arizona has a abundant history of having secretaries of state ascend to the ninth floor. So I think it is appropriate when we have that election to talk to candidates for Secretary of State about much more than just elections and paper pushing.
Robert, thoughts on that?
I think that did come up in our conversations with Mr. Goddard and Ms. Reagan whenever we were interviewing them. Their preparation for that eventuality. I don't think it's the most important thing that you should look at in electing a Secretary of State, but it should be a consideration, sure.
Guys, final minute or so, 30-second answer, sort of looking for, if in fact there is any momentum for this kind of thing that builds up, how difficult a transition, how difficult a change could this be? Are we looking at having voters change the Constitution? Are we looking for the legislature to act?
It would require a constitutional change to do anything with either the Corporation Commission or the superintendent or even the mine inspector. Those are all constitutional offices. I think the odds are against it happening, no matter how much sense it might make, just because inertia is such a powerful force.
But, you know, not only that, you have a public out there that is leery of even creating the lieutenant governor position. That has gone down several times at the ballot box, and the idea continues to percolate at the legislature. But getting past that hurdle of finding the citizenry to vote for that, to approve those kinds of changes, is difficult because, again, you know, they, I think, want to vote for a corporation commission, even if they don't know exactly what it does.
Barrett Morrison of Morrison Media, Robert Ledger, opinions editor for the Arizona Republic, at least coming to an agreement on whether the mine inspector should be appointed. Gentlemen, thanks for the time today.
Thank you for asking.
Thank you very much.
Bye.